Dictation on Darianne Thomas. This is a 47-year-old right-hand dominant female who alleges that she was involved in a trip and fall accident. She was walking out of a store, per her report, when she tripped on the sidewalk concrete that was jutting out. She reports she lost consciousness. She was taken by ambulance to Coney Island Hospital Emergency Department, where she was evaluated and discharged after some period of time. She was enrolled in physical therapy and underwent right shoulder surgery on May of 2023, having failed non-operative measures thus far. Post-operatively, she has done physical therapy and she was discharged. The details of the treatment can be gleaned from the review of records below. Current symptoms are bilateral knee pain that is intermittent. Bilateral hip pain, that is usually burning sensation of the lateral thigh. This is also intermittent. Right shoulder soreness, which is more constant. She feels the surgery did not solve her problem fully, and she is not 100% yet. The left shoulder, she reports, is okay, within quotation marks, but some stiffness occasionally. She's currently in cognitive physical therapy, but not, correction, she's currently in cognitive therapy, but not physical therapy, impression, right shoulder, non-specific injury. Status post-arthroscopy for debridement resolved. Left shoulder non-specific injury resolved. Bilateral correction. Left hip non-specific injury resolved. Right hip non-specific injury resolved. Left knee non-specific injury resolved. The right knee non-specific injury resolved. Discussion. The overall, the claimant potentially has a systemic condition such as an autoimmune condition. She has a history of erythema nodosum, and this has been flaring up since May of 2023. All her joints demonstrate features of a systemic pre-existing systemic condition such as rheumatoid arthritis, although there are no records to indicate this. It is possible that she has not yet been diagnosed with this condition. Some of these features are the boggy synovium of both knees, the cartilage loss in the patellofemoral compartment, and the slight valgus orientation of her knees. These are features of progressive erosive synovitis. The same could be said of the shoulders, because both shoulders are painful. She did not have a good outcome from the surgery. She feels it has not resulted in 100% improvement. Right shoulder, underlined. The right shoulder injury was non-specific, although the MRI report stated a articular-sided partial rotator cuff tear and And labral tear appeared. Color arthroscopic images of the shoulder arthroscopy performed by Dr. McCulloch did not depict supralabral tearing or articulocytic rotator cuff tearing, period. There were images of radiofrequency ablation of these structures, period. Paragraph. Recovery, correction, the claimant reports subjective intermittent soreness of, correction, the claimant reports constant constant soreness of her right shoulder, period. She feels she's not 100%, period. And transcription simply say subjective soreness, period. On examination, there are some objective findings, such as a positive impingement signs, period. Her rotator cuff strength is normal, period. Recovery from debridement type procedure should be, correction, debridement of, correction. Recovery from right from shoulder debridement procedures are 6 months to 1 year, period. She's beyond that time period and has reached maximal medical improvement with regard to her right shoulder arthroscopic surgery, period. She is left, correction, she does have objective findings on today's examination, and this could be related to a pre-existing systemic illness that is yet undiagnosed, period. Additionally, radiofrequency ablation of these structures are detrimental to the long-term long-term regeneration of and healing of these tissues, period. For example, radiofrequency ablation of the rotator cuff will damage the tenocytes, correction, the fibroblasts that maintain the collagen matrix of the rotator cuff, and therefore may lead to tearing, period. The same is true of the superior labrum, period. Whether there is new tearing of these structures or further damage as a result of the surgery is unclear on a simple examination, period. This may warrant correction. Paragraph, left shoulder. The left shoulder examination was unremarkable, period. The claimant reports intermittent subjective soreness, or correction, subjective stiffness, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder non-specific injury has resolved. No further treatment is needed, period. Paragraph, right hip, colon, underline, the right hip was a non-specific injury. She reports intermittent burning type symptoms, period. There are no objective findings on physical examination today. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right hip non-specific injury has resolved. Paragraph, left hip. The claimant reports subjective, intermittent subjective pain of the lateral hip. Period. There are no objective findings on physical examination of the left hip, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the hip injury has resolved. Of note, both hip MRIs were reviewed by this examiner. The imaging quality, while being poor, demonstrated mild degenerative changes of the hip joint period. This is a pre-existing condition and not causally related to the alleged accident period. Paragraph. Right knee. The right knee demonstrates Christian. The claimant reports subjective intermittent symptoms of the right knee period. On objective examination, correction, on examination, there are some objective findings such as patellofemoral crepitation, and the imaging MRI report demonstrates patellofemoral chondral loss. These findings are consistent with a degenerative pre-existing condition and not causally related to the alleged accident. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the non-specific injury to the right knee from the alleged accident has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. Paragraph. The left knee, colon, underline. The left knee also demonstrate the claimant reports intermittent subjective symptoms of pain to the left knee period. On examination today, there are no objective findings. Correction, there are some objective findings referable to the patellofemoral area and boggy synovium consistent with pre-existing degenerative conditions, degenerative condition period. This is not causally related period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the non-specific left knee injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted, period. Paragraph. End. Paragraph. Right shoulder, underlined colon. The right shoulder was a non-specific injury. As stated in the introduction of the discussion, she could have had a pre-existing systemic condition that caused synovitis period. The MR features did not reveal any structural abnormalities. Such as rotator cuff tear period.